Today's daf is Shabbos daf Yud Gimel, and we are 25 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, the two dots, V'lo Yikra La'oira Ner. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Shlomo Yehuda Ben Avram Yaakov, the legendary Shloimi Gross, may his neshama have an aliyah, Zechusa Yogin Aleinu. So the Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph on the bottom discussed halachos that are negeya Erev Shabbos, and then started discussing halachos that are negeya Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, a tailor is not allowed to walk outside holding his needle. A lavler, a soifer, is not allowed to walk outside holding his kulmus. Then the Mishnah said that on Shabbos itself, lo yufala es kelov, a person should not check his clothing for lice. Additionally, a person is not allowed to learn next to a candle. The Gemara clarified that lo yifale es kelov and lo yi is also dafka la'or haner, in the presence of a candle, and the reason is shemayata, because we're concerned that maybe while this person is doing what he's doing in the presence of a candle, he may come to move the candle, and moving the candle constitutes a malacha, as we're going to see in the Gemara. Zok de Gemara. V'lo yikra la'oraner. Person's not allowed to learn la'oraner. Amar Rabba said, afilu gavayish dei koymes. This is true. Even if the ner is much higher than where the person is. So a person is in the presence of a ner, but the ner is high. So if he's going to come and he's going to be matter than air, it's going to require some level of exertion. So you would think that maybe it's not so shchiach that that's going to happen. That's what Rabbi came to address. He said that even if it's two koymais up, still we're concerned. Even if it's even taller than that. Even if it's literally 10 stories high, it doesn't matter how far removed the person is from the oir haner. Rashi says that even though in reality it doesn't make so much sense, because if the whole concern of la'yikra in these instances, it doesn't seem so reasonable that he's going to come to be mata. Stating that, there's a principle when it comes to takanas chachamim, loy plug, that the chachamim instituted takana, and they didn't start getting involved in slicing and dicing the here. It is negeya there, it's not negeya. So it's based on that, that the halacha is lo yikula or aner. Stating that, Rabbi continued, and he said there is a time where it's possible that a person could learn lo or aner. That is chadu de lo likri. One person learning by himself, lo yikula or aner. Hatre shapadami. But two people are allowed to fake the Gemara. Is that true? But Tanya, we learned to the Bryce, lo yechav lo yishnayim. Not one person, not two people. I'm Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Loz is said, like Kasha, kan be inyan echad, ka ben shtey inyanim. If two people are learning the same thing, then there's no worries. If two people are learning two different things, then it's going to be a problem. What's the svara? The svara is, if there's two people, there's less a concern that you may come to be matter than air, because if Reuven is going to say, let me go do something with the ner, Shimon, who's sitting next to him, is going to stop him. So if it's one person learning by himself, Shema Yata, there's no one to stop you. If there are two people learning together, even if one of them has the urge, maybe accidentally, to go be Mata the ner, the other person would stop him. But that's only if they're learning the same thing. They're holding in the same sugya, they're learning the same daf gemara. So over there, there's a concern. But if Reuven's minding his own business and Shimon's minding his own business, so then Shimon may not be so in tune to what Reuven might do. So b'shnei in yonim, even two people, the halach is lo yikular. Amar Rafuna, Rafuna said, Abu Medura, if they're sitting around a Medura, that's like a large fire, think of a campfire. Afilu asar b'nei adam asar. Even if there are 10 people, it's going to be asar. Rashi says, the reason is because the Medura is very large. So usually there was a lot of space between the people that were sitting around the Medura. Being that there's a lot of space, number one, it's not so mistaber that one person will notice what the other person is doing or wants to do. And even if he notices them, it may be hard for him to stop him. So if they're in close proximity to each other, they're lo'or haner, a ner is small, they're by a candle, and they're learning in yinechad, that's where you have this heter. Otherwise, you do not have this heter. Before we go weiter, so you see something interesting. The Chachamim made a takana, lo yikra, la'oraner, lo yifales, kelov la'oraner, and the reason was shemayate. Rabbi said a chiddush. It's only if there's one person. Two people, there's no concern of shemayate. See, qualified, it's only two people next to a small ner, and only if they're learning be'inyan echad. But there's an idea that the gezeirah of the chachamim is only relevant if it's one person, but it's not relevant if it's two people. The question is, how does this impact other gzeiras that the Chachamim made? There are many, many gzeiras, many takonas that the Chachamim made. Don't do this gzeira, you might do that. Don't do this gzeira that you might do that. Are you allowed to suddenly apply Rabbah's principle and say that, one second, all these gzeiras that the Chachamim said, this is only an issue, right? You're not allowed to ride on an animal on Shabbos. Why? Maybe two people together are allowed to ride on an animal. So it's the Maril's kasha. The Magen Avraham brings it somewhere in Hilcha Shabbos. He brings this kasha b'shem the Maril. Tzarechiyan. Why is it that when it comes to this halacha of layikur la'iraner, we make a distinction between one person and two people? And it makes a lot of sense. Rabbi said a good svara. But when it comes to other takanos, lo matzinu v'lo roinu v'lo shamanu, that there should be any difference between one person or two people. So this is something that we're going to have to get to at some point. But for now, says the Gemara, Amar Rava. So the first comments were from Rabbi. This one is from Rava. Said Rava, "Im adam chashev hu muter. If the person that wants to learn lo'ir haner on Shabbos is an adam chashev, what do you mean he's an adam chashev? He's not someone that will ever touch an air. He has a gabbai, a shamus. He has a staff working for him. He's an ish nichbad. And as a result, it's not something he would ever do. That person is allowed to learn lo'ir haner. Because there's no concern. Shemayate. Fake the Gemara Meisvei. Is that true? Lo'yikr lo'ir haner. Shemayate. A person is not allowed to learn lo'ir haner. Shemayate. I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. And he equably at Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, really? I don't think that's true. I can learn. I would never come to be mata. Pamacha says, the Braisa Kora. Rabbi Shmuel was learning lo'ir haner. Ubikesh lahatos. And he wanted to be mata the ner. Omar. And he realized what he almost did. So he said, "Kama gedolim divrei chachamim shayu omer la'yikul araner." You see, the chachamim were right, and I was wrong. I thought, "What's the big deal?" And you see, I almost came to do an aveir. Rav Nosson had a different version in the story. Rabbi Shmuel didn't almost come to be matter than air, but rather kara vihita. And not just that, because of Alpinkasai, and he wrote on his famous pinkus, "Ani Yishmol ben Elisha karisi v'hatisi." He literally transcribed what it was that he did. He memorialized it. Why? Because he said, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, I'll make sure that I bring a carbon chatos, and not just any carbon chatos, but a chatos shmeina. Now, we're going to get back to this at the end of the daf, and Mietz Hashem speak at a lot of rate. But for now, the Gemara's question is, that here you're telling me that an ish nichbad is allowed to learn lo'ir haner. Why? Because he's never going to come to be mata. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, he wasn't an ish nichbad, he was the Kohen Gadol. Ein lecha ish mechubed yoiser mizeh. And still you see, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha came to do this. So this is a kasha on Rava. Rava said a person that's about coveting a man, she has nothing to worry about. So what about Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? I'm Rabbi Abbas. Rabbi Abbas said, Shani Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, hayu lo meisa matzmei al divrei Torah, kehedit. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a mechubed a man. There's nothing to talk about. He got shlishi, got shishi. He was from the shenste yidin ever. But at the same time, when Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was learning Torah, there was no gaiva, there was no gedula. He was meisa matzmei al divrei Torah kehedit. And in that presence, there was no ish nichbad. He would come to do anything in the context of understanding a svara and saying a vard and learning Torah. And as a result, this is not something that was going to apply. It's yidua that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz pointed out from this Gemara that you see that an ish nichbad is allowed to be koyr la'iraneh. But a Talmud Chacham, a Yorei Shemayim, is not allowed to. Because even though Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was Mesa Matzmei al Divrei Torah Gehedyeh, but he was a Yorei Shemayim, and still he came to be Mata. So he said that you see from here that a person that has a shtoltz, he's an ish nichbad, it's more a part of him than is the Yorei Shemayim of a person that's a Yorei Shemayim. He said an ish nichbad will never do a dover mevuza. He said a Yorei Shemayim can sometimes slip and accidentally and b'shoigig neichat hashmeina, sometimes he can make a mistake. So the ish nichbad we trust. The Yorei Shemayim, we don't trust as much. Tani Chadu, we learned to the Brayis, as relates to his halach, is Shamish. If someone's the Shamish, he's the infamous waiter of Masechtas Brachos. Boidik, Koizis, Ukaros, Laraner. So if it's Shabbos, he's allowed to be Boidik, inspect the cups and the plates to make sure they're clean. He could do it, Laraner. Meaning there's no concern, Shemayat. Tani Yiduk, learned another Brayis, he's not allowed to. So it's a steer of the Gemara. Like, Kasha, Kabash, Shamish, Kavu, Kabash, Shamish, Ena, Kavu. If you're a Shamish, Kavu, this is your full time job. So you're not allowed to. Because you're afraid you're going to lose your job. If you serve the wrong thing, Sara Mashkim, Sara Oifen, you can end up in big trouble. So over there, we tell him that, no, don't check the koises la'iraneh, because it's a real concern, Shemayaka. But if you're a Shamash She'ena Kavua, the Shamash She'ena Kavua, you're just working per diem, you know, you have multiple jobs, this is not your full-time position, you're not so afraid that you're going to lose your job. So if you're not so afraid, and you have a shtickle, you're a Shemayim, so you don't have to be worried to check, because there's no concern, Shemayaka. Even if you say, Mahava, Shamash Gevul. Maybe both braises are talking about Shamash Gevul. Like Kasha, Habba the Mishcha, Habba the Nafka. We're talking about, it depends on what type of oil was used for this fire. I mean, the fire was fueled by oil. Was it fueled with Mishcha, which is fine oil, or was it fueled with Nafta, which is oil that doesn't smell good? If it was fueled with Nafta, there it's more cooler there. There's less of concern you're going to get close to it, Shamayata, because it's just not easy to be in the close proximity to a fire that has Nafta. So there's not such a concern. If it was Mishcha, it's over there that it's going to be a concern. Says the Gemara, Ibayilu Shamash She'ena Kavua, Bide Mishcha Ma'u. So we mentioned the chilek between the Shamash Kavua and the Shamash She'ena Kavua, and we mentioned the chilek between Mishcha and Nafta. Meaning, there's a chumrah in the Shamash She'ena Kavua, because there's a kula in the Shamash Eina Kavua because he's not afraid to lose his job, so there's less of a concern of Shamayata. But then again, there's a chumrah in Mishcha because it doesn't smell so bad, so there's a concern Shamayata. So what if you have one of the two? Meaning, it's a Shamash Eina Kavua who we're not so concerned with, but it's B'da Mishcha where we are concerned. What's the halacha? Amar Rav, halacha. The halacha is it's motive Eimarikin, but we're not Mefaris. We're Yirmi Brahabam halacha Umarikin. It's the halacha, and you could be Mefaris. Yirmi Brahabam says the Gemara, who just said halacha Umarikin, Iklubei Ravasi was Mansi Ravasi, come Shamoy, and he brought his gab along with him. And he came along with his staff. So the Shamash was there, Kabadik Lenahir the Shragan. He started checking these kaises next to the fire. Amalei the Visu. So Ravasi's wife went and told Ravasi, Umarlo Yavad Hachi. That's an interesting custom. Rabbi Rabab is one of the Gedalia Dar. He's eating by Ravasi. And Rabbi Rabab's Gabbai is like starting to look next to the fire. So she says, you never let me do this with my chevra. So why is this okay? Amalah. So Ravasi told his wife, Shafke, let him do it. Kirabe Sfirle. This is his Shita. And as a result, that's why he's doing this. But really, for us, we don't hold that way. And being that we don't hold that way, for us, it's not okay. The Emes Amru HaChaza. So the Mishnah said, Lo Yikru Lo Eraner. Going back to the Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And then the Mishnah said, Be Emes Amru HaChazin Roye Heichon Tinoikos Koirin. The Chazin is allowed to look at where the Tinoikos are reading. Lo Eir Haner. Meaning, the Chazin is allowed to use the Eir Haner to see where the tinoik is, where the children are reading. However, he himself is not allowed to learn with them. Now, Rashi in the Mishnah had two pshatim in what this means. One pshat Rashi says, this chazin is the gabbai. He's the one that's in charge of everything that happens in shul on Shabbos. Shabbos day, he's going to have to make sure that this kriyas haTorah, he has to work out the aliyahs, Misha Beirachs, Shelus Yaivitz, Simba Samichtala. This is all his responsibility. He's going to have to make sure that everything flows smoothly. The first thing he has to know is what parasha it is. So what happens if the Chazan HaKnesses just simply doesn't know the parasha? He doesn't know the basics of how kriyas haTorah has to play out. He sees the Tinoikis learning. They used to learn the parashas HaShavua. So Friday night, he's allowed to look L'Oir HaNer where the Tinoikis are learning. This is Rashi's first pshat in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It's like this, he'll know the next day to tell the Oilam what exactly you're supposed to do. So he's not learning Lo'er Aner, he's just inspecting Lo'er Aner to see what the parish is. Additionally, Rashi says maybe this chazan doesn't mean the gabbai or the shamas in shul, but rather we're referring more to someone who teaches children. So if he teaches children, whereas the children themselves, as we'll see, are allowed to learn Lo'er Aner, he's not allowed to, but the Rashi Parashi is just to point for a minute and show them where they're supposed to look. That's something he's allowed to do. So again, Be'emes Amru HaChazan, Freit Gemara Va'amrit Reisha Roya My Lav Likrois. Meaning, the Mishnah said, Be'emes Amru HaChazan Roya Heichen Tinoikis Koirin. And then it said, Avahu La'yikro. And the Gemara is asking, it seems like a stira, one word to the next. Be'emes Amru HaChazan Roya sounds like the Chazan can do whatever he wants. And then it says, Avahu La'yikro, he can't. So the Gemara asks it as a kasha. So the Gemara says, my love likrois. Meaning when we said that the chazan is roya, it means he can be koire, and then it says he can't be koire. So which one is it? The Gemara says, like the sada roshi parashiyo. So it's not a stira. He can be roya to be mesada the parasha, as we just explained. He can't be koire, meaning he himself is not allowed to learn. Chena merabe bar shmul, ava mesadu roshi parashiyo. So that's what it means. Vakula parasha loy, meisri, frank the Gemara. Is that true? Rab shim, gamli loy, matin, ekish, leis rabam. Hoy, mesadun parashiyo, isav. Vakoire, loy, raner. The tinoikish, leis rabam, they were mesadu the parashas, and they were allowed to be koire, loy, raner. And the Gemara is asking, akasha, the chazan can't be koire, loy, raner. And the Titnoikish of Beis Rabban can. So the Gemara says, Iba Yaseim or Rosh Parshiyos. So again, even by Titnoikish of Beis Rabban, it only means the Rosh Parshiyos. So there's really no difference between the Chazan and the children. Iba Yaseim, Shani Titnoikis, Hoyo the Emes Rabban, Aleim, Loyasi, let's do it. No, there's a difference between the Chazan and the Titnoikis themselves. The Chazan can only look at the Rosh Parshiyos, whereas the children, they could learn regularly, aren't you worried that the children are going to be matter? The answer is no, because old school. If the Rebbe says that you have to point your finger in the Gemara, and that if you are matter l'oiraner, it's not going to be good, then there's really not a concern that the children will be matter. So the Mishnah is not a stira. The Mishnah says that the chazan is allowed to be roya, he can't be koire, the children can be koire. It all fits in. Zok the Gemara kayoitze boi lo yoichel hazav. Then the Mishnah said at the very end, another similar halacha is lo yoichel hazavim hazavim ibn hergel avera. Azav and azavar are not allowed to eat together. Why? Mipnei hergel avera. So two things. First of all, we're talking about azav and azavar that are married. So being that they're married, they're allowed to live together, number one. Number two, the Mishnah's clear that it's discussing where both the man and the woman are tameh. He's a zav and she's a zava. Says the Mishnah, they're not allowed to eat together. And the reason is because we're concerned that if they eat together, it may eventually lead lidei avera. A zav is tameh. A zava is tameh. She's a form of tumas nida. So there's chayvi krisus implications in the event that there was tashmish. So this is a harchak. Tumas nida, you have a lot of harchakas. So this is a classic harchak that they shouldn't even eat together because we're concerned they may come to do an avera. Now the Gemara is going to make a very obvious diet. And that is that why is the Mishnah saying that this halacha is true if he's a zav and she's a zava? As long as she's a zava, it's the same iser. So why do you need that they both should be tameh? Let one of them be tameh. L'chura, if one of them is tameh, you should already have the halacha of l'yoychel. Why? Because if one of them is tameh, it's going to bring the bias iser. So why is it l'yoychel hazav im hazava? L'chura, it should be true, even if only one of them is a zav, or one of them is a zav. Zok the Gemara, Tanya b'noin to the Brides, B'shem b'Allah z'oimer, B'y re'at heichin partza, Tayra b'Yisrael. So Rabbi Shimon Allah said, take a look at how far there was a pirtza of Tyre B'Yisrael. So usually pirtza is like in a negative connotation. Here it's a good thing. Take a look at how machmer, how makbid Klal Yisrael is when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara. Why? This whole issa was only said by Azav and Azav. Why? Because, dude, was never a concern that a Torah was going to eat with a Tameh. Because they were so makbid on Tumah V'Tahara. They were so makbid on Tumah V'Tahara, someone that was taught would never eat with somebody that's tameh. Because he's afraid that his food's going to become tameh and he's not going to be able to eat it. So Rabbi Shimon Allah said that from the Mishnah, which describes a halacha that two people should eat together because it may bring lidei tashmish, you could see k'dushas and shal Yisrael. You see that it's only a tameh and a tameh where the chachamim were concerned. But a tar and a tameya, you have nothing to worry about because the tar will never get close to them. You don't even have to say such a halacha. It's a milsa de l'shchicha v'legazer be'rabanan because people were so makbid on Tumah V'Tahara. This is something we've talked about a lot over the years, that you find that people were more makbid on Tumah V'Tahara even than shvichas dam in the Gemara Masechta Yuma. There's many makaris to this. And really, there's a yesh darshan l'shvach v'yesh darshan l'gnai. There's a yesh darshan l'shvach in some of these Gemaras. You see how makbid people once were when it came to inyonim of Tumah V'Tahara. But there's a yesh darshan l'gnai that sometimes Chazal brought out that you see that they were more makbid when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara than they were in Yonim of Shlichas Domim and Gilui Arayis. Regardless, this was the observation that Rav Shimon ben Elazar said. Rav Shimon ben Elazar continued, and he said, another halacha, if you have two people that are Tameh, they're both Zavim. The Zav Tameh shouldn't eat together, or the Zav Parish shouldn't eat with the Zav Amaretz. So a Parish was someone that generally was careful from Dvarim Tameim, even Chulin, he used to eat B'Tahara. The Amaretz was someone that was not very careful. So you have two people that are both Zavim. They should distance themselves in the state of Ziva, and they shouldn't eat together. Why? Because we're afraid that they're going to get too close. The Gemara is going to explain. Who cares if they become friends? We're afraid that the Tomei Amaretz, the Zav Amaretz, is going to give food to the Zav Parish. Who cares if he gives him Tomei food? Everything he eats is anyways Tomei. He's Tomei, he's Matame's food. So what's the difference? I'm Rabbi. Abaya said, no, we're concerned that they're going to become good friends, right? They're both Tomei. They're both, forgive the expression, mashal, but they're both quarantined on some level. They're both distanced. So if they're going to spend time together, so there's a concern that they're going to become good friends, and then the Zav Parish is going to end up eating the food that the Zav Amaretz gives him. And the Amaretz is someone that's not careful in Tumah V'Tahara, but he's also not careful in Trumas of Maestras. That's what we're worried about. We're worried that he may give him Dvar Mesha'ina Mesukon. Rav Amar, Rav says no. Rav Amaretz Maestran him. We're not concerned that he's going to give him food that's Enoy Mu'us or Ella. So what are we worried about? Shami Rabbi, let's be Achilan Dvarim Tmei be Mei Tarase. We're afraid they're going to become friends, right? They're both forced to hang out together now for a little while. So what's going to happen is they're going to remain friends long term, and this is not a good relationship. It's not so good. Similar halacha. So we're discussing now a zav and a zava, they shouldn't eat together if they're married. Why? Because of hergel aver. It may lead to tashmish. Another halacha, a zav parish shouldn't eat together with a zav amaretz. Why? They're going to become friends. This is not a good long-term friendship. Says the Gemara, may inyan li inyan pa'isa inyan. What about a nida? Could she sleep together with her husband, assuming he be bigda, she's wearing her clothing, but who be bigdai, and he's wearing his clothing? We'll see in the course of the Gemara now that it's very precise, the Shaila. We're not just discussing them lying on the same bed, but it's specific where they're in the same mita, and they're both wearing clothing. This was the Shaila. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Tashma, I think I have a raya. A raya from a sechtes chulin daf kuf dalet amid beis. Oif, oilo, yemagvin ala shulchan. A person's allowed to put chicken on the same table as cheese. Ve'enoy nechel, however, you're not allowed to eat them together. So we know basal v'chalav is a nisa day rice. It says three times in the Torah, leis avashim, libechalei vimoy, yisrachil, yisrana, and there's a nisa bishol. What about basar oif? What about oif? Not meat, but chicken. So that's asa midrabban. So we're discussing over here basar oif and gvina on the same table. So oif oilam gvina ala shulchan ve'inay nechad rebbe shami. Bisul oif, Bisul says loy oilav loy nechad. Certainly not allowed to eat it together, but they can't even be on the same table. So bishamai is mekel. Ha oif oilam gvina ala shulchan. You just can't eat it together. Bisul is machmer. That's rear. And Beisul says, loy oila v'loy nechal. So what do you see from here? That we're concerned that if the meat, the chicken, is going to be on the same table as the gvina, it can lead lidei basa v'chalav. You may come to eat the two together. So too, if we made such a concern, on the same table, you shouldn't have dvarim asurim, in the same mita, you shouldn't have a man and a woman if they're asa together because of issa nida. But the Gemara says it's not a raya, because shani hasam over there, maybe it's different like a deis. You only have one person. We're coming full circle. When there's one person, there's more of a chashash. But over here, the husband and the wife are two people. Maybe if it's two people, it's different. And the Gemara says, and Yidbema says, in that sugi alone, in the sugi basa v'chalav, you see this precedence for a difference between one person and two people. Funny sefer, we learned in the sefer, two balabatim are allowed to eat on the same table. So you see, two people is different. Oh, so it's two people. Here, the Nida and her husband are two people. So meaning that it's two people is different. But the Gemara says, but didn't we learn that even though Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said two people, one could eat basa, one could eat chalav on the same table, that's only if they don't know each other. If they're hamish with each other, if they know each other, asurim, and over here they certainly know each other. So again, it's true it's two people, and you see two people by basa v'chalav maybe is even more kuladig, but two people that know each other is not more kuladig. So afraid the Gemara, this is two people that know each other. Gemara says, "Hachi yasha asim over the deis ikashinu leka." Hachi ikadeis for ikashinu. Here, there's two things. Number one, you have two people. Two people is different. How do you know two people is different? You see that in Hilchas Basa V'Chalav. But not just that, you have a shinoi. The shinoi is they're wearing their clothing. I mean that they're wearing their clothing, that's a shinoi, that's going to be a hacker. So you have two people, number one. And number two, there's a shinoi. And it's for that reason the Gemara is suggesting that maybe it's going to be mutter. Some had a slightly different version of this nusach. We end up in the same place, but a different nusach. Again, the shaila was a husband and a wife, bimei nida. He's wearing his clothing, she's wearing her clothing. Could they be lying on the same bed? So Shimon Gamliel said, "Shnei achsanoim, two balabatim, oichlan al shulchan echod." Zeh basav zeh gvina vitmar lomer abchan barami. Shmuel leishanu al shem makirin zeh zavu makirin zeh zeh aser vani nami makirin zeh zeh. So the initial reaction of the Gemara was the shteltzu, not the reisha like it did in the first lishna, but the seifa, the case where it's two people, and you see that two people is, if they're makirin zezeh, is aser. But the Gemara says what it said in the first lishna, hasim deh esik ha-shinui lek. Over there it's aser, if they know each other. Because all you have is two people, but there's no shinui. Hach, over here, ikadeyas, ikashinui. I mean, you have a shinui, here it's going to be different. Zok the Gemara, again. So we weren't able to resolve the shaila from Hilchos Basa V'Chalav. We brought the Resha, we brought the Seifa, we brought the Machalik B'Shan V'Sil, we brought Rishim Gamliel. We had one lishna, we had another lishna. At the end of the day, we have a shaila. A husband and a wife, bimei nida. He be big da, but who be big die? Maushetishan, are they allowed to sleep on the same bed? So the Gemara says, even though you have no raya from Basa v'Cholav, but you have a raya from the Mishnah we just learned, which is why we're discussing this right now. I mean, this sounds like a sugya that should have been a Mesachtes Nida. No, we're discussing it right here because there's a raya from our Mishnah. Lo yoichal hazavim hazava mishum hergal aveira, says the Gemara. Why? Because you see, it may come lidei aveira. So if eating at the same table may lead lidei aveira, kal v'chomer lying on the same bed will lead lidei aveira. But the Gemara says again, hachanami, deus ikka, shinu laka. No, again, the whole point is that there's a shinu over here. When two people are eating on the same table, there's no shinu of isatashmish. But when you're lying together counterintuitively, if it's done in a way of shinui, that in and of itself acts as a reminder, and it could be, therefore, there's not going to be a concern. Says the Gemara, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a pasuk in Yecheskel. So the other day we quoted Yecheskel Parak Tezayin about the Ge'oin Sivas Lechem and the Shalvas Hashkeg of Sedoim and Torah from the Reshiva of Vayuber. So here we have Yecheskel Parak Yudches. So the pasuk says as follows. I'm just reading the whole pasuk. El Hahorim Loi Ochol. Ve'enav loy nasa el gulule beis Yisrael ve'es eishes re'eu loy timei ve'el isha nidu loy yikra. So Yecheskel Anavi is describing someone that's conducting himself in the right way. El ha'horim loy achal ve'enav loy nasa gulule beis Yisrael. He didn't look after the avodah zarah. Ve'es eishes re'eu loy timei. He wasn't overly sinof. He didn't commit adultery. Vel isha nida lo yikra, says the Gemara. We want one part of this pasuk. The end of the pasuk seems to juxtapose ves eshes re'eu loy tima vel isha nida lo yikra. We're comparing the erva of eshes ish and the erva of nida. Makish isha nida le eshes re'eu. We compare a nida to an eshes ish. Ma eshes re'eu hu bevigdoi vehi bevigdoi ashtar. Just like this shaila, no one would have ever asked if it was a question of an eshes ish, even though it's shtei deyos, and even though there's a shinoi, of course it would be aser. So isha nida, you have the same halacha. Afishtei nida, hu bebigda, hi bebigda, aser. Shma mina. Zokhti gemaru, pligidur apados. That even though we just said shma mina, that it's aser. What's the makar? A hekish and a pasuk in Yechesko, perik yodches, where makish eshes reyeo to isha nida. But says the gemaru, you should know that everything that we just said doesn't stem with something the rapados said. Amr rapados, lay aser toire, elo kurvish, agil arayas bulvat. Rapados said that no. That even an Eishas Ish would be mutter. For an Eishas Ish and a man that's not her husband to be Bemita Achas, he be Bigdav, who be Bigdav would not be Aser. Because the all Isurei Arayas is Kurva Shal Gili Arayas. It's real Gili Arayas. But in such an instance, it wouldn't be a problem. Shanem, I had a know this, because it says Ish Ish El Kol She'er Besori Le Sikrifu Legalis Erva Ani Hashem. And it's only Le Sikrifu Legalis Erva. Also, it has to be real Gili Erva. And this is not real Gili Erva. Rashi says Tashman. So for sure, he be big dove, who be big dove, is not going to be us. Ula, on this note, Kavi Yosmi be Rav, when Ula would come back from Yeshiva, have a menashek lula, achvese abechidayos. He would kiss his sister, abechidayo, on her chest. Amidla, some say abeyodayo, on her hand. So you see that Ula was very makel in this Indian. Says the Gemara, upliga didei adidei. Ula's minute contradicts something that Ula said. Amar Ula. Ula famously said, afilu shum kurva aser. That even though the Torah, whenever it talks about arayas, it talks about Giloy Arayas, which means Tashmish Mamish, says Rashi. But Ula himself said that you have to be more careful. Shum kirvez aser, mishum leich leich amri nazira, schor schor lekamalei sikra. We tell the Nazir that he has to not only not drink wine, but he has to distance himself. He's not even to go near a kerem. He's not allowed to go near a glass of wine. Why? Because he's a Nazir. Leich leich amri nazira, schor schor lekamalei sikra. So if there's an issa giloy erva, especially with Arayas, where nafshin shal adon, misavason, or mechandas, so it's Pashit, says the Gemara. Ula said, Shum kirvez aser. That seems to contradict what Ula himself did. Because Ula says the Gemara, he used to come home from Yeshiva, and it was Menashek Lula Achvese, sisters in Erva, Abechadayu, Abeyodayu. The point is, what Ula did, and what Ula seemed to have told the Oilam is the halacha, is pliga didei adidei. It seems to contradict each other. So how do you answer this tira? So Pashit, you answer this tira, Zok Toysis, the bottom Toysis on the Amid, based on what the Gemara says in many places in Shas. Toysis quotes Ksubas Yudzayinim and Aleph, but you also have this in Brachas Tav Chav. There's many Mekaris to this, that Tamayram, there were certain people that are on certain Madregas, where they were on some level potter from Hirhuri Arayas. So for them, things that would have been Aser for mortals, for them was not Aser. So Toysis says, that has to be the Yetza, that has to be the way you answer this. As it relates to this idea of Leich Leich Amri Nazir Schor Schor the Karmel Sikra, we've spoken at many times from the Divrei Yoyal, it's in the Tshuva, and Shailos the Tshuva's Divrei Yoyal, that the Heilige Satmarov said that why did Chazal teach us this halacha by a Nazir? Any person has to have harchakas. Uchis nidas is the halachas we're talking about. There's so many harchakas that you find. So why did Chazal bring out this point? He said because a person can think sometimes that, yeah, maybe regular people, they have to worry about these types of harchakas. But what if you're a Yorei Shemayim, you're a nichbad, you know, you're a chash of a person, you're a person that you'll never come to do an aveir, or so you think. So you know what we say? We even tell the Nazir. The Nazir is a Kaddish. The Nazir is a person who has Shaykhis capricious. He took upon himself these types of madrig. He's not an ordinary person, a Nazir. Nazir is a person who made up his mind that he's going to be Mekadish himself, Kodesh Kadashim. So you would think that a person like that, Vas Hopich Metarchakis, Leich Leich Amri Nazir Schar Schar Lakarmele Sikrav. We tell it even to the Nazir. If the Nazir needs to know this, said the Satmarav, that means every single person is vulnerable and every single person has to live his life with this man. Zokta Gemara Vaiter on this note. This next Gemara is a classic. Next Gemara is something that we discussed at length when we learned Masechtas Nida, Daf Mem Gimel. I said there was a story of Talmid Echad Shoshana Harbe V'Kara Harbe V'Shimish Talmid Chachamim Harbe. There was a very chashev young man. Umeis Bechatzi Yomav. He died too young. V'Yisa Ishtu Noitelas Tfilah. His wife took her husband's tefillin, and she started walking into all the yeshivas and all the shuls. For Amrulam, she said, "Bailey, my husband, Shashana Harbe, Vikara Harbe, Vishimish Tamid Chachamim Harbe, Mipnei Man Meis Bechatzi Yomav." She had tainus. She wanted to understand. She said, "I know my husband. I was married to him. He was a tzaddik. Why was it that he died so young?" It's interesting that she took his tefillin and she walked around with his tefillin. I am Bein Elio for another day. Says the Gemara of Lehiyad Machzir Adav, and there was no one who can give him a good answer. Pamachas, one day, Nisarachti Etzel. So who's talking? Eliyahu Hanavi, Tanit of Eliyahu. So Eliyahu Hanavi is telling the story in the first person. So he said, once I was a guest by this woman. How was Eliyahu Hanavi allowed to be a guest by Al-Amana? That's also a shaila in this Gemara. And she was telling me the story. I said, Biti, my daughter, how did you conduct yourselves when you were a nida? Amrali, she said, he didn't touch me even with his pinky. What about when you were going through the Shiva Nikim? What then? So she said, oh, Shiva Nikim, I wasn't seeing Dam anymore. Ochalimi, he ate with me, Vishasimi, drank with me, Vyashanimi, Bikirov Basar, and he even lied with me, Bikirov Basar. Vulay also daita al Dovaracha, but he never even had a thought to do an Aveira. But Martila said, Eliyahu Hanavi, I told her, Baruch HaMakim Shahargoy. He gave a bracha, literally, that this person died. Why shall I nas upon him la Torah? He wasn't careful. Shari Amr Torah, the Torah says, Val Isha Benidas to Masalai Sikrav. And he violated that. What do you mean? Bimeli Buna, they were together. Kiyos Rav Dimi Yomai, where Rav Dini came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So he said that in Eretz Yisrael, they say over the story like this. That wasn't as extreme as, you know, the way we just mentioned it, but rather Mita Chada Havoi. They slept on the same bed, but Rashi says it was a very large bed and they were on opposite sides of the bed. That's what happened. My Rav Amri, and Eretz Yisrael, they used to say it a little differently. She was wearing some sort of beged that acted as a hefsek. Regardless, the for sure was a hefsek. And Afal Pikein, Eliyahu Hanavi said, Baruch HaMakoyim Shahargoy Shalernos upon him Latar. There's a lot to take out of the story. We're not going to get into it. We're going to talk about Chata Shmeina today. But just one Ha'ara, and this was really the focus of the raid that we spoke about, Nida Daf Mem Gimel, and that's the obvious question that Tosfos asks, and the Ramban asks, and all the Rishonim asks, is what difference does it make to this woman whether she was during her Yemei Nida or during her Shivan Akiyam, her Yemei Libun? At the end of the day, a woman is not Tahar from Tumas Nida until she goes to the Mikvah. So even though Medei Raisa, most women don't have to keep Shiva Nakiyam. Only a Zava Gedoyla has to have Shiva Nakiyam. A regular woman that's a Nida doesn't need Shiva Nakiyam. However, a woman doesn't go to the mikvah until after the Shiva Nakiyam. Until she goes to the mikvah, she's tummy. So a woman can see Dam one day, and she doesn't go to the mikvah for 5 years, she's a Nida the entire 5 year period. She doesn't become Tahar until she goes to the mikvah. So it sounds like this Yid was a big Talmud Chacham, and he knew to stay away Bimei Nida, but Bimei Libuna, when she was during the Shiva Nakiyam, then he was more Mekel. Well, how can he be more Mekel? It doesn't make sense. At the end of the day, if she doesn't go to the mikveh, she's the Zalba Nida. She's the same Nida during her Yemei Nida as she is during her Yemei Shiva Nakiyah. So it doesn't make sense. He was Machmir while she was seeing Dam, but he was Mekel when she wasn't seeing Dam. Makes no difference. Until she goes to the mikveh, she's the same Nida. So Tosfos says, he brings from Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to say that once upon a time, women, after after they finished the Yemei Nida, before the Shiva Nikiyim used to go to the mikvah. They would go to the mikvah to become tahar from the Iker Nida, and even though they were still going to be Tomei Shiva Nikiyim, but being that the whole Shiva Nikiyim was only the Chumra de Reb Zeira, without going into this right now, it was only the Chumra de Reb Zeira, so they figured, let them absolve themselves, remove themselves from the Nida de Raisa, and they'll remain a Nida de Rabbanon. But the point is, there's no question, says Tosfos, you have to say this woman went to the mikvah. She went to the mikvah, and even though she was going to keep Shiva Nikiyim, which meant that she was going to observe the halachas of Shiva Nikiyim, but to remove herself from the real Tumas Nida, she would go to the mikvah. So we spoke about this, that you have to appreciate it. Number one, in the context of the times, that today, whether a woman's a Nida or not, only affects Tashmish. It only affects Dvarim Shebetzina. Once upon a time, where people were careful in Inyanei Tumah V'Tahara, so whether a woman was a Nida or not had impacts on everything that went on in the kitchen as well. So things were very different. So it made sense to have such a takana then, not so much now. The Ramban right here says, we spoke about this then as well, that even though that this would seem to be a proper custom that once upon a time was in place, but the Ramban says they were mevatel at the chachamim because it's a chumra da'asili de'kula, because if women are not going to start going to the mikvah when they're not 100% tahar, even if it's only midrabanan, it can lead to what happened with this chassid echad. We said that's why women that aren't married don't go to the mikvah, even Erev Yom Kippur. Magen Avraham says Erev Yom Kippur, even the tinaikis used to go to the mikvah, and they were mevatel that somewhere along the way. It's all related to this Ramban and this Gemara right here. You see from here that going to the mikvah would seem like a chumra, but at the same time, it's a chumra da asili de kula, and that's the important halacha lemaisa. It's a minig yisrael for hundreds and hundreds of years that really begins with this Tana d'Veliyo, this Maisa Shehoya Kachoya, that the Gemara tucks away here in Perek Yitzias HaShabbos. Again, we're not learning Masechtas Nida, but here you have an Amid Gemara of Hilchis Nida and a very important halach and understanding some of the customs of Nida tucked away in this Gemara. Zok de Mishnah Vaita. So really, this next Mishnah requires an introduction. Metz Hashem, tomorrow's daf. For now, let's start the Mishnah and do what we do. Ve'ilu mena halacha shomru b'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goroin. So there was a big tzaddik, his name was Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goroin. And Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goroin was in an attic by himself. And the Chachamim went, and they went to visit Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goroin. They were olu levakroi. And when they were there, there were certain halachas that were said. Nimnu v'rabu b'shamay abisil. Not just that, there were talmidim of Shammai there, and there were talmidim of Hillel there, and they voted on certain halachas, and the talmidim of b'shamay outvoted the talmidim of Abisil, which is a chiddush, because even though the talmidim of Shammai were roiv and kamos, but they were roiv and echos, but they were miyot and kamos. But at this event, b'shamay actually represented the roiv. V'yudches dvarim gozru b'yom, and there were 18 takanas that were instituted on that day. So again, why are we talking about this? Because ve'elu mina halacha yishamru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goroin. So the Gemara is going to digress now for 4 days, and we're going to get into the yudches dvarim. This is a classic ben benoishal classic Gemara. But for now, the Gemara wants to clarify something. Omelei Abayi l'Rav Yosef. So Abayi asked Rav Yosef, elu tnan or ve'elu tnan? What's the right gears in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, ve'elu min halacha yishamru ba'aliyas. Is it ve'elu, the way we have it, or is it elu? What's the difference? Ve'elu tnan hanida amaran. Ve'elu, does it mean ve'elu, meaning what we just said? Those are from the halachas, from the yud ches varb. Oy elu tnan, meaning the be'ina l'meim b'kavan, things that we're going to say. Meaning the aforementioned are from the Yud Ches Dvarim, or what we're about to say are from the Yud Ches Dvarim. So the Gemara Toshma, from the Braisa that the Gemara brought in yesterday's daf. Ein poilin l'ayraner. Now you're not allowed to check clothing for lice on Shabbos l'ayraner. Ve'en koirin l'ayraner. And what did the Braisa say? Ve'elu min halochi sha'amru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goroin shma mino ve'elu tnan shma mino excel. You see that it's those last two halochis that the Mishnah mentioned. Lo'yifales, Caleb l'ayraner, and lo'yikr l'ayraner. Those are from the Yud Ches Dvarim. So going back to the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, where the Mishnah said La Yikra La Iraner, Mishnah didn't give a reason for it. The Braisa said Gzeir Hashem Ayata, we're afraid you may come to bend the Ner, and the Gemara brings a Braisa, two versions in the Braisa. In one version, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, Ani Ekrav Layata, I don't think this is something I have to worry about, because this is not something I would come to be Mechal Shabbos even Meshoigig. It would never happen. And the Gemara says Pam Achas Kara Ubikesh Lahatois, and he almost was Mata, and he said Kama Gedayim Divrei Chachamim. Rav Nosson had a different version in what happened. Rav Nosson said he was Kara Vehita. No, he didn't almost do it, but Rabbi Shmuel actually did it. And not just that, because of Al Pinkasai, he wrote on his Pinkas, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha, Karisi v'hatisi ner b'shabes l'kishayibana beis hamikdash avichatash meina. So a few horas, and again, this is a Gemara that we've spoken about many times in the Daf. It could be, I don't have the analytics, but it's the most often quoted Gemara that we've ever mentioned. So this is the Gemara that we've spoken a lot about, and hafeichba v'hafeichba dekulaba. So just a few ha'aris ve'ein beis medrash b'loi kama chidushim. Number one, Rav Nosson is the one that said that Rabbi Shmuel was kara v'hita, v'kosav al pinkosai, ani Shmuel ben Elisha karisa v'atisi. Again, who said it? It was Rav Nosson that said it. What would have happened? I mean, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was kar v'hita. He said when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, he has to bring a kar mechatas. Why? He was mechal Shabbos. What was the chil Shabbos? If someone's kar v'hita, someone does this, he takes an aranair and he moves it a little bit. So clearly, he was mechal Shabbos. What's the chil Shabbos? So come out, all the Rishonim say that the chil Shabbos is havara. You're not going to light a fire on Shabbos. And if you're mata aner, you're being moisef in the fire, and there's an issue of havar. Some Rishonim say it's mechaba, you're extinguishing the ner. But the pashtus is, no, the pashtus is that it's a havar. The truth is, there's a machloikis between Rav Nosson and Rav Yossi throughout Shas, where the havar is in fact a malacha, or where the havar is not a malacha. Now, what's the makar to that? This week's parasha. Vayakel Moshe's kol adas b'nei Yisrael. I mean, literally, the opening psukim. Vayoyim ra'aleim, eila hadvarim ha-shativ ha-shem lasi zoysam. So we're learning here the parashas of the Mishkan. And how does parashas Vayakel start? Vayakel is the halacha l'maisa. Right? Chumat tzavik yisis is the tzivuyim of the Mishkan. And Vayakel pekuda is when it actually played out. That's when Bezalel and Moshe, they go and they build a Mishkan. So the first thing is Vayakel Moshe's kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Eila hadvarim ha-shativ ha-shem lasi zoysam. And he prefaced it with the halachas of Shabbos. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. And then Moshe Rabbeinu said, you have to make sure that you don't light a fire on Shabbos. And the Tanaim were very bothered. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu single out, number one, why single it out? Why is it different than the other 38 malachas? But besides, we know that the other malachas are not even mentioned mefurish in the Torah. The only malacha that's mentioned mefurish in the Torah is leisavaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem b'yem haShabbos. Now, this shouldn't be confused with something we spoke about earlier in the Masechta when we went through the malacha v'etzah, and we mentioned that the Gemara in Perek HaZoyrek brings a remez for the malacha v'etzah in the Torah. That's only a remez, and the reason we have a remez for it is because haetzah is a malacha grua, so the Chazal felt they needed a remez for it. But it's not a mefurish in the Torah. It doesn't say thou shalt not carry from a rishus ayochet to rishus arabim on Shabbos. That it doesn't say anywhere. There's a remez to it. This is mefurish. Leisavaru eish b'chol moish. And the Tanaim will bother. Why did the Torah single it out? Says the Gemara, Tanya, Havara, Lilav Yosef, Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, you know why the Torah singled out Havara? Because Havara is not really a lav. It's not really a malacha. It's only a loisase. Meaning, Shabbos is unique. It's skila, karis, chatos. The Torah singled out Havara, not because it's more chomer, but because it's less chomer. Shabbos is only a loisase. All it is a slap on the wrist. 39 slaps on the wrist. But it's not a real malacha. And that's why the Torah singled it out, because it's the lav. Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson says, no, l'chalik yotzes. Avada havara is a lav. You want to know why the Torah singled out havara? The Torah singled havara to show that the 39 malachas have to be viewed as 39 independent Isurim, l'may nafkimina, if somebody would be over all amates malachas on Shabbos, b'shoigig, b'helamachas, you'd have to bring a separate carbon chatas for each malacha that you did. We treat it as separate malach, meaning you would have thought it's all chil Shabbos. It's all kala'isa by malacha yumas. So maybe it all gets lumped together, and if you do all the malachas b'helamachas, you'd only bring one chatas. That's the chiddush. We single out havara to teach me that all malachas are treated independently. You see, havara is separate. All of them are separate. It's l'chalik yatzis. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, if someone is over b'meizid be'edim b'hasra havara on Shabbos, all he gets is malchus. According to Rab Nosson, it's a regular malchus. It's pashut. This Gemara that says Rab Nosson said that Rishmol ben Elisha was kar v'hita. He said l'kishibar beis hamikdash v'chatash meid. It's all Rab Nosson l'shitasai. It's Rab Nosson l'shitasai that Rab Nosson holds that havara is l'chalik yatzis. If havara is l'chalik yatzis, havara is a real malacha. If havara is a real malacha, so you have skila if it's b'meizid be'edim asra. You have karis if it's just be'edim if it's just bemeza without edim or without asra, and you'd have to make a chatas or a chatas shmeina if you did a b'shagi. That says Rav Nosson, who said this on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, was l'shitasai. Rav Yosi couldn't have said it over there. It's only Rav Nosson l'shitasai. But I'm going to tell you an interesting kasha. Tosfos and Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Yud Amud Beis asks a bamba kasha, because the Gemara over there, Masechtas Yevamos, and this comes up in one of the most yeshivish prakim in Shas. This is the first parak of Masechtas Yevamos. Chamesh Esrei Noshim. This is tucked away in yeshiva. You learn this here in parak. So the Gemara there has a long discussion about Rav Nosson and Rav Yosi, and the Gemara toich its conversation brings a braisa from Rabbi Yishmael, and the Gemara discusses what does Rabbi Yishmael hold? Does Rabbi Yishmael hold like Rav Nosson, or does Rabbi Yishmael hold like Rabbi Yosi? And the Gemara is mitzadeh lekan, and the Gemara is mitzadeh lekan. Freik toisvus akasha hiksha Rabbi Yehuda koyin. I don't understand the havamina of the cheshman of that Gemara Yevamos Daf Vav Amud Beis. There was a havamina that Rabbi Yishmael holds like Rabbi Yosi that avaros lelav yotzis. V'beperik hamad the Shabbos amrina and Rabbi Yishmael kar v'hito. V'amen he said like Shibana Beis Hamikdash avichata shmeina alma de bavara yesh karis. Says Tosfos, you see clearly holds bavara yesh karis. So Frey Tosfos, I don't understand how the Gemara could have a whole amid discussing Rabbi Yishmael shita. Does he hold like Rav Nosson or does he hold like Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yishmael clearly said in Shabbos Yud Beis Amid Beis, like Shibana Beis Hamikdash Avichata Shmeinu. For what? For what Hazara? Tosfos learns like most Rishonim learn. For Havara. What do you mean? That's only if you hold Havara is Lechalik Yotzes. Like Rav Nosson, who was the one who said it, by the way. But how could there be a discussion in the Gemara what Rabbi Yishmael's Shita is? Lechaira, it's a Mefurish Gemara in Shabbos Taf Yud Beis Amid Beis. But the truth is, it's a Bamba Kasha from Tosfos. At first class, Tosfos is Tzarechi and Gadol. Why? Because our Gemara is not Rabbi Shmuel. What's our Gemara? It's Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha of Tanya fame, of Brachas Dav Zayin. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, "Pamachas nichtasti lahaktik toiris lefnai v'loftem." He was the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shmuel throughout Shas is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shmuel throughout Shas was Rabbi Akiva's Bal Plukta. It's not mashma that Stam Rabbi Yishmael in Shas is Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. It would seem a little bit from this Tosfos that Stam Rabbi Yishmael throughout Shas is Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. That's interesting. That's the first aura. The second aura is that I heard once, I don't remember where, but many years ago, that Rabbi Yishmael wrote on his pinkus, Rabbi Yishmael was Kar V'hita, V'kosav Al Pinkosai, Ani Yishmael Ben Elisha, Karisi V'hotisi Ner B'Shavus. L'kishi Yibana Beis HaMikdash Avichat HaShmeida. Why did Rabbi Yishmael have to be so wordy on his pinkus? Ani Yishmael Ben Elisha, Karisi V'hotisi Ner B'Shavus. Why couldn't he just write, Ani Yishmael Ben Elisha, L'kishi Yibana Beis HaMikdash Avichat HaShmeida. I'm Mechuit Ringer Kar B'Chatas. Why do you have to get into such detail as far as what it is he did that triggered the Chiyuv Chatas? Ani Yishmael ben Elisha karisi v'hotisi l'kishe yibane beis hamikdash avichat hashmeida. Why was that important? He could have just written, I'll be chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. So I once heard or once saw a pshat that it could be because really it's a suffix whether or not havara l'lav yotis or havara l'chalik yotis. It was a big machloikis. So even Rabbi Shmuel acknowledged that it's not 100% sure that I'm going to have to bring a carbon chatas. The first thing we're going to have to do is we're going to have to determine whether or not havara is l'lav yotis, havara is l'chalik yotis. If havara is l'chalik yotis, I have to bring. If it's only l'lav yotis, I don't have to bring. So he couldn't just write avi chatas shmeina because maybe havara is l'lav yotis. So he had to clarify. And then we're going to verify whether or not I'm a chuyev to bring a carbon chatas. If I'm a chuyev to bring a carbon chatas, so then avi chata shmeina, I'm going to bring a chata shmeina. So forwarding straight into the chata shmeina. So one of the things we've spoken about a lot over the years is why chata shmeina? Avi chatas. What's this idea of avi chata shmeina? So we've said different rate over the years. One ha'ara that I think bears repeating, the im beis medrash b'lei chiddush is, and that is that really all the achrayim ask a kasha. It's known as the chidas kasha, but really it's a veltz kasha, and that is that why Rabbi Yishmael feel that when the beis hamikdash will be built, he would have a chiv to bring a karma chatas. Right now, there's no beis hamikdash. Right now, l'chura, he could do tshuva. Right now, Chazal say that if someone learns the parsha of Achatos, Kilur Kivchatos, the last Gemara Masechtas Menachos, Uneshalmu Parim Sfaseinu. If you read the parsha of Chatos, it's Kilur Kivchatos. Just like if you say Pita Makhtairis, you get the schools of Khtairis. If you read the parsha of Chatos, you get the schools of Chatos as well. So Freit the Chidah, really, Makshama Oilam, the wide Rabbi Shmuel feeling Shabbat Beis HaMikdash Avichatos Shmeinu. Why couldn't he just read the parsha of the Chatos? Why couldn't he just learn, be Oisik Betairis Achatos? Learn Masechtas Vachim and Menachos, go through, say, the Kachim, like the the Chafetz Chaim said in his Svarim that when a person learns these sugyas of Seder Kachim, he's mamash bringing karbanos every day. So l'chur, if you're bringing karbanos every day, so why did Rabbi Yishmael feel that when the Beis HaMikdash would be built, he would have a chiyuv to bring a karban chatos? Could he not have satisfied his chiyuv of karban chatos with unishal meparim svaseinu? This is the Velt Kasha. One of the mahalchim that we spoke about when we learned Kachim was based on Rav Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna in Binyan Shloima. He brings that the Mechaber in Erechayim, Simon Aleph, of Cotton Hay says, Toiv Loima Parshas Akeda. It's a good thing to say the Parsha of Karbanas every single day. And then he goes on, does the Mechaber, and says specifically what you should say. The parish of Oila, of Mincha, of Shlomim, of Chatos, and of Ashan. So it's Toiv Leimar every day is one of the first, the fifth Sifkot in Shulchan Aruch. Oyer Chaim, Simon Aleph, Sifkot in Hei. That it's good, Toiv, to say the parish of Oila, Mincha, Shlomim, Chatos, and Ashan. Magen Avraham says, Nishalti, I was asked the question, that why did the Shulchan Aruch write the five Karbanos in this Seder? First Oila, then Mincha, Shlomim, Chatos, and Ashan. What was the kasha? The Mishnah says in Perik Kolatoder, Mesechtes Vachem Dav Tzadik Omer Aleph, that the chatas was always brought before the oila. So if there was a chatas and an oila to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, they always brought the chatas before the oila. So if the chatas was brought before the oila, so the churit should say parashas hachatas and then the parashas of the oila. It's a subtle question, right? It's a subtlety. Probably wouldn't bother most people. But that's the kasha, says the Magen Avraham, that he was asked. Nishalti, that why did the Mechaber, when it listed the karbonoi, say Oilo, then Mincha, then Shlom, and the Chatas Ashan. The Kasha was specifically on the fact that Oilo is before Chatas. Shouldn't Chatas have been before Oilo? So Shlomo HaKoyen Mivilna says that he heard from Reb Naftali Hamburger, who said an unbelievable teretz to this Kasha. He answered, Reb Rafal Hamburger, I'm sorry. For Reb Rafal Hamburger, the Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And he said that he heard a beautiful teretz. He said he darshened this in a Shabbos HaGodol drasha. But regardless, the mahalach was that we know, Chazal say, that Unisham Parm Sfaseno. So why is it Toiv Loima to say the parish of Karbanos? Because when you say the parish of Karbanos, it's as if you brought the carbon. But Rav Naftali, Rav Rafal Hamburger brought Rayas, that's only true for the chelik of the carbon that went on the Mizbeach. The Zrika, the Akhtara, those parts of the Hakrava, for that you have Unisham Parm Sfaseno. But the chelik of the carbon that was nechal by the Kayhanim, that was something that you couldn't satisfy Al Yudeu Unisham Parm Sfaseno. Meaning, today, if you read the parish of a chatos, of a carbon, so it's as if you brought the carbon. Yeah, but not 100%. Because there's an aspect of it, there's a part of it that you can't be Mekayim. You can be Mekayim the Zrika, which is the main part of the carbon. You can be Mekayim the Akhtara, which is Oilu L'Reich Nichayach L'Hashem. That's what the Reich Nichayach is. It's in the burning of the fats on the Mizbeach. But the part of the carbon that had to be eaten by the Kehanim, for that you don't have Unashama Parim Sfaseinu. Said Rabbi Fall Hamburger, if that's the case, if you're going to bring a carbon chatos, Bizman, you don't have a carbon. So what does it mean you bring a carbon chatas? You're going to read the parish of chatas. You can't really be mekayim the chatas bishlei musa, because you could almost do a bishlei musa, but not 100%. You could do the zrik and the akhtara, but you can't do the achila. A carbon oila, however, was kulei kala, because the oila had no chelik that was nachal kayanim. That means a carbon oila bisman hazeh, you could do bishlei musa. So said Rabbi Fall Hamburger, Davar Nifla, a chatas is before the oila, but that's when you're bringing the chatas bishlei musa, you're bringing the oila bishlei musa. But bisman hazeh, it's only in a shava parim svasei. Bezman Hazeh, you can't bring a Bishleimus. Let's see. You could bring the oil of Bishleimus because the oil is Kulei Kol. The Chatas, you can't bring Bishleimus because there's a Chelik of it that was Nechal Kayanim. And Kayanim Oichel and Bailam Mischapim, that's Moisif somewhat in the Kapar. And that you can't bring Bezman Hazeh. So that's why the oil is first. The oil is first today because the oil we can bring 100%, whereas the Chatas you can't. You're right. If it's Shonim Kitikunim, you can bring a perfect oil and a perfect Chatas. Of course, you would bring the Chatas first. It's a Mishnah. The Chatas is always Kedem. But we don't live in a perfect world. We live in a world of make-believe now. It's an Ishalma Parms Faseinu. It's a world of Ki'ilu. Oh, in a world of Ki'ilu, you get more from the Ki'ilu Hikrav Oila than you get from the Ki'ilu Hikrav Chatos. In the Ki'ilu Hikrav Oila, you can bring the Oila 100% because it's all on the Mizbeach, and everything that's on the Mizbeach, it's Ki'ilu. But the Chatos, which had a Chelik of it that was Nechol, that you don't have. So he went on, and he continued, did Rabbi Fall Hamburger. He said, that's the Pshat and the Nusach that we say on Yontif. V'seyoriv lefanecha asira seinu, ka'oila uki carbon. And then we say, ono rachum rachamecha rabim hoshev seder avoida li Yerushalayim. So he said, what's the hemshach? The seyar of the fanachasi rasenu ka'olo ka'karban. He said, the tefillah is today when we bring karbanis, it's first oila and then it's the other karbanis. I, the Magen Avraham's kasha, nishalti, shouldn't the other karbanis be before the oila? What's the teretz? Because unfortunately, today we're in galus and today we don't really have the karbanis. All it is the seyar of the fanachasi rasenu. We have tefillah. And we ask the Eibush to may our tefillah be as sweet as the kayhanim's karbanis that they brought once upon a time. But then we're moisav a tefillah. The tefillah is, we asked the Eibishter that we want the Seder Avoid again. Now it was first oil and then carbon because of this Shtigl Torah. One day there'll be a Beis HaMikdash. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, it'll be the real carbon. If it's the real carbon, there'll be Kehana Moichel and Baila Meschapin. We'll be able to go back to the Mishnah, the Halach and Zvachim, the Tzadik Omer Aleph, where it's first Chatos and then it's Oila. Either way, so says the Veld, I've seen it B'Shem Dimri Emes and others, but again, not quoting the Sakdama, but it walks right into it. And that is, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha understood that he can read the Parsha of Chatos, he can bring a carbon Chatos, he can do the Ki'ilu Hikrav Chatos. But what would be missing in the Ki'ilu Hikrav Chatos? What would be missing is the achila. The reason Rabbi Shmuel felt he has to bring a carbon chatas like Yeshivat Beis HaMikdash is because there's a chelik of kapara that chatas gives that you can't be mekayim with the neshama parim tzvaseinu. Which chelik? Kayhanim oichlim ubayim l'mischaprim. That's what was missing. That's what needed the hashlama like Yeshivat Beis HaMikdash. So he wanted to emphasize that. How did he emphasize that? Like Yeshivat Beis HaMikdash avi chatas shmeina. What's the difference between a chatas shmeina and a chatas tchusha? There's one afgemina. The chatas shmeina, the chata shmeina, you have more food, you have more basar, there's more kayhanim oichlin. So to emphasize that that's the nakuda that he's coming to address, that's why he said chata shmeina, because the only reason he needs to bring the carbon is for that piece. It's for the kayhanim oichlin ubayim l'mischap. But that we've spoken about already. That was not in base medrash b'loy chedesh, but just one ha'ara. So I was thinking about this last night. I think it's pashut. What's pashut shot? Why Rabbi Yishmael said avi chata shmeina? So it's based on a Rambam. The Rambam's in the end of Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, Perek Zayin Al-Lach Yud Aleph. The Rambam is discussing the different oils that could be used for the menachas. Says the Rambam, the last halach in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, being that all oils at the end of the day are kosher l'menachas, meaning Chazal said that this oil is better than that oil is better than this oil. At the end of the day, they're all okay. So if they're all okay, freak the Rambam, says the Rambam, they lay that yofa she'en l'mayla mimenu v'hashava v'apachas. Because you have to know the Seder. Why? Because if a person wants to be Zaycha, Yaakov Yitzrei Hara, he should overcome his Yetzahara, the Yarchiv Yodai, the Yavi Karbonoi Min Hayofa Hamashubach Biyoisa Shaba Isa Min Sheyavi Mimeno. When it comes to bring a carbon, a person should always bring the Shensta and the Besta. How do I know that, says the Rambam? Because Hari Nemar B'Toira, we learn it from the Torah. The Hevel, Hevi Gam Hu Mi B'Choira Soinoi U Michal Veyen Vayisha Hashem El Hevel Ven Min Chasoi. Kain and Hevel both brought carbonas. Hashem didn't accept Kain's carbon. Hashem accepted Hevel's carbon. What was Cain's carbon? He took from the Priya Adama. Hevel brought a different carbon. The Hevel gave Hevi Gamhu, but he brought me Bechiros Soina. He brought the Bechar. Umechalvehem, Rashi says. What's Michalvehem? Umishaminhoin. He brought from the Shmena of his animals. Vayisha Hashem el Hevel ve'el Menchasa ve'el Kayim ve'el Menchasa Yloisha Vayicha le'kayim ma'oid Vayiplu panav. And then a few psukim later, Kayim kills Hevel. That's the story of Kayim ve'Hevel. But what triggered the kinna between Kayim and Hevel? Kayim brought a carbon, Hevel brought a carbon. Hashem didn't look at Kayim's carbon. Hashem accepted Hevel's carbon. Says the Rambam, you know what you see from here? You see from here that when a person brings a carbon to the Eibishta, he has to bring from the best. He has to bring Michalveyem. He has to bring from the Shenstein the best. That's why we have to know which oil is better than which oil. Because when you're bringing a mincha, it's not just any oil. No, you have to make sure you bring. Then the Rambam says that the same is true not only for karbonis, for what din l'chol davar shul l'shem. Hatoiv shiyem enano hatoiv, in bana beis tfilo yiyanami beis yeshivasi, hechlo rov yachal min hatoiv, v'amasuk sheba shulchanoi, ki sa'ar michasim min hayofa sheba ksusoi. Bekitzer says the Rambam, it's learned out from the Pasuk, kol chelav l'Hashem, that a person always has to take the best, and that's what he has to give to the Avishas. If that's the case, I think it's Pasha where Rabbi Shmuel meant to say. Rabbi Shmuel knew he's not chayiv to bring a chata shmein, he can bring any chatas that he wants. It doesn't have to be a big fat animal. But at the same time, just like Hevel, when he brought his carbon, so what was the carbon that Hevel brought? He brought a Nishaminhoin. He brought a Shmena. So Rabbi Shmuel said, yeah, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha Karisi ve'altisi, I'm going to make sure I'm not just going to bring a Chatas, a Chatas Shmena. Why a Chatas Shmena? Like the Rambam says, in the end of Hilchas Yisurim is Beach, because you're always supposed to bring a Chatas Shmena. It's interesting, because there is a Chatas that's an Oil of Yairit, right? There's certain Chatas where if a person's chayv to bring this Chatas, it's Oil of Yairit, depending on what he can afford. That determines the value of the carbon that he brings. But on some level, every Chatas is Oil of Yairit, right? On some level, every Chatas is Oil of Yairit, because there's a concept of bringing a Chatas Shmena. So just to end, and I think that what we just said is really mefurish in a tshuva for a Moshe Feinstein. So why would Moshe Feinstein be talking about a Chatas Shmeina? A tshuva nigras Moshe about a Chatas Shmeina? Right, where would this even come in? So it's interesting. In Hilchas Shabbos, in Simen Shin Lamed Daled, the Ramah discusses, if somebody was Mechal Shabbos, what should he do? Somebody was Mechal Shabbos, the context over there is there was a fire burning and you're not allowed to be Mechaba a fire on Shabbos. The Ramah famously says, and even though there's many sugyas in Shas that says, don't be Mechaba. In fact, the halachas of Amir L'Akumar regarding don't tell a guy to be Mechaba Shabbos for you. But mechaba fire for you. But says Ramah, it's not no gabe bezmanazeh, because bezmanazeh it's sakonas nefashis. So that's a famous Ramah. But then he says that you have to make sure that it's really is sakonas nefashis. So let's say him of avichila. Let's say a person was mechaba fire and it really wasn't sakonas nefashis. Sarich lesanis arbaim yom. You have to fast 40 days. Sheni v'chamishi, Mondays and Thursdays. Velo yishte yayin. You shouldn't drink wine. Velo yoichal basar. You shouldn't eat meat. And you should give b'mokim chatos instead of bringing a carbon chatos, because you can't bring a chatos b'zman hazeh. So what should you do? So maybe write on your pinkus, but says the Ramah, this is the Ramah talking, Shin Lamed Daled in Hilchas Shabbos. He says you should give b'mokim chatos yud ches pshitim, 18 pshitim, that's a certain currency, tzedakah. If it's stuck, let's say it's hard for you to fast 40 days, he says you could be paid to the fast. For every day that you were supposed to fast, you should give Yud Beis Pshitim Litzdaka. Says the Magen Avraham, what's this this Cheshbin of Yud Ches Pshitim? So he says that the idea of Yud Ches Pshitim is because this person was Mechal Shabbos. If he was Mechal Shabbos, he has to bring a carbon chatos. If he has to bring a carbon chatos, a chatos you can bring even a kochosh, right? You can bring the cheapest chatos possible. So the Ramah made a Cheshbin that the cheapest animal in his times for bringing a carbon chatos was worth Yud Ches Pshitim. So says the Magen Avraham, what is it in his time? So he goes and he converts it into his modern currency. So we need to further do that on our end. But the point is there's an idea of being mafresh, the amount of money that you would need to be mafresh in order for you to be able to bring the carbon chatos. Essentially, you're not bringing the carbon chatos, you're not putting the money in a drawer so that one day you'll have it. You're giving it with tztaka. That's what you're doing. But the idea is the money that you were going to give for the carbon chatos, that you should give to tztaka. There's a tshuva for a Moshe. It's an Erech Chaim, Chelek Aleph, it's Simen Kuf Ayin Hei. The case over there was where a man and a woman, really coming full circle, they were together, Tashmish, on the Yom HaVest. Now, they didn't see any dam. There was no dam. There was Tashmish by Yom HaVest. And Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva, B'shokchoi ha'ish v'ha'isha shushas vest. This was all b'shoikik. V'shimshu, v'loi rosa dam, b'dvar ha'tshuva v'akapara. So Moshe is outlining Hilchas Tshuva. So this is reminiscent of the Noida Yehuda and Erech Chaim Simen Lamed Hey, where he outlined Hilchas Tshuva for that year who was coming to do Tshuva. He had a Tshuva for Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe is telling about Hilchas Tshuva. So the first thing he says is, were they over in Isadei Raisa and Isadei Rabbana? Someone's Meshamesh on a Yom HaVest. There was no Dan. There was no Nida. It was just, they were over Vest. Isadei Raisa and Rabbana. So it's totally, if you're Vest is Dei Raisa, Vest is Rabbana. But we learned Mesechtes Nida, we spoke at the Tshuva from the Noida Yehuda, and the Chassam Sofer brings in a Tshuva B'Shem is Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, that the whole style of Vest is Dei Raisa, Vest is Rabbana is only after the fact. Shema Ra'a. But Shema Yira, there it's Dei Raisa. So the Isser Tashmish on the Yom HaVest is an Isser Dei Raisa. It's not an Isser Ra'a. So Rav Moshe starts off at the Hanacha based on the Noida Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer that they were over an Isser Dei Raisa. They were over an Isser Dei Raisa, and based on that, they would need some sort of kapara. So Rav Moshe goes on and he outlines what the kapara they're going to need for this Isser Dei Raisa. So one of the things he writes at the end is that Ayim Magen Avram Shin Lamed Daled, the Tzorech Litein, you have to give money to the amount of money it would cost to bring a carbon chatos. That's something you have to do. Now, Rav Moshe says over here, you shouldn't have to give the full value of the chatos. Why? Because you were never over a chayv krisos, so why bring a carbon chatos? But you were over something that could have been a chayv chatos. So Rav Moshe said that he's Meshar, you should give half the amount of money. Interesting. But he says, whatever the amount would be, you should give half. So he says that the Magen Avram says that you should figure out what the cheapest animal is that you'd be able to bring today as a carbon chatos. Whatever half of that is, that's what you should give to tzedakah. And then Rav Moshe says, v'hu la'ani. But then Magen Avram was only talking to an ani. But if it's for an asher, you should give a shmena. Because isn't that where Bishmol ben Elisha wrote on his pinkis? What's the pshat, says Ramosha? The pshat's pashat. He just felt that the minimum is something you do if that's all you could afford. But if you can afford more, then you give the shmena. Meaning the only reason Rabbi Shmuel said Avi Chata Shmena is because he was able to bring a Chata Shmena. And if you're able to bring a Chata Shmena, you always bring a Chata Shmena. It has nothing to do with Unisham Leparm Sfaseinu necessarily. You don't have to come on to Rabbi Fol Hamburger's drasha that he gave Shabbos HaGadol, that Rabbi Shlomo HaKoyim Vilna quotes in Binyan Shlomo Simon Aleph. You don't have to come on to all the raid and the lumdis and the chidak ilu. No, it's poshit. It's, I think, this Rambam. The Rambam says you're always supposed to bring the best. Kayin brought inferior. Hashem didn't listen to his didn't accept his carbon. Hevel brought Misham Minhoy. That's mamish what Hevel did. It was Misham Minhoy. That's the Chata Shmena. If you could afford to bring the Shmena, you always bring the Shmena. That's the Rambam, then the Hilchas Yisurim is Beach. And that's from Moshe, what he said, Halacha Lamai, said that Magen Avraham was only for someone that can't afford more, but if you could afford more, then it would have to be the value of a Shmena.